Welcome to the office training, office manager training for Sales Team Pro. My name is Bree, and I'm very happy to be helping you all understand how to use Sales Team Pro and also how I have been working the business for Roy. We've been getting a lot of questions on how I book his appointments for him, and because he stays really busy through the week with appointments. And you hear him talk about that on his Tuesday calls, that he doesn't book any appointments, that I'm working the appointments for him, getting them booked. And I am using Sales Team Pro every day, and I love it. It's an amazing tool that I don't know how anyone worked this business without it before it existed, or any business for that matter. It's just such an amazing tool in managing your prospects and your clients and just staying in touch with them making sure you have that contact. And Roy and the team talk a lot about how before Sales Team Pro, there was just long periods of time that agents wouldn't even talk to a client after they maybe signed them up for a life policy or for a 401k. You'd possibly just get them signed up and then not even talk to them or hear from them in years. And now with Sales Team Pro, that's not happening because we have all the bells and whistles with reminders just to remind you to be reaching out, and they are loving it. The clients that I talk to daily are just very appreciative of the calls that I make just to touch base and remind them that Roy is here for them if they have any questions or need advice, especially during this confusing time that we're all living in. They just really appreciate knowing that Roy is available, and that's really what those 6-month follow-up calls are for, and annual review calls. So I just want to tell you a little bit about myself. I've known Roy since 2009. I've been working with him, and I worked for his digital marketing firm when we first met. And since then, I've done several different things for him, for his different businesses. And I've just learned how to become kind of a Jill of all trades with Roy, because he has all these fantastic ideas, and me and the team are always working on making those happen. And that's kind of how we need to be in today's business world, is a Jack or a Jill of all trades. You need to learn how to work software. You have to be a people person. You have to know how to sell. So I'm here to help you learn how to use the software and just understand the different sort of elements that we're using along with Sales Team Pro to complement that software, sort of a virtual suite. So I'm going to start a PowerPoint for you. So just let me figure out how to share my screen real quick, and then I can kind of walk through that virtual suite that I was just mentioning. So hopefully you're able to see this. So what I do for Roy now is I'm working Sales Team Pro for him every day, and I'm also handling customer service from you guys, along with Lucas and Steve, and technical support. So I've been able to really learn the ins and outs of the software because I've been kind of working all sides of it. And again, Sales Team Pro is just an amazing tool that I use every day. And the reason that we've been requested to do webinar like this is because, again, we've been getting asked a lot about how is it that I'm keeping Roy's calendar so booked every week. I'm trying to get this thing rolling. So just hang with me 1 second while I've got the spinning wheel of death rolling here. So one thing that I really try to focus on when making the outreach calls every day for Roy is just having a good attitude. And that's just something that can roll in any facet of the business, is just always staying positive, especially in sales. I've worked sales before. I've worked sales for Roy and other companies, and just always staying positive, especially when you're doing cold calling and outreach calling, because you just never know the mood of the person that you're going to be talking to on the other end, or when you send an email. You just never know what kind of day the other person's having. So I just always try to smile through my calls and my emails, and people really notice that. They can tell that if you have a good attitude, it's going to bring more of a positive outcome on your calls. And caring is really a big element. Like for example, yesterday I did an outreach call for one of Roy's clients, and it was for a 6-month follow-up, just checking in. And she said that she, in the notes that I checked in Sales Team Pro for her, I had mentioned that last time I spoke with her, she was interested in talking to Roy about investing, but she wanted to wait a bit. And so this call I made yesterday, I mentioned that, that she had told me that 6 months ago and wanted to check in, see how she's doing now. She's ready to do that. And she said that unfortunately she'd lost her job due to COVID. And so I just expressed my empathy toward her and, you know, had a person-to-person conversation and just take that time to do that with all of my calls. And I was able to talk to her about the opportunity of maybe coming to work on Roy's team because she's lost her job. And she was really interested about that. And she could just tell that I cared and that I want her to succeed. And I feel like people noticed that. And so it made her just more intrigued about the opportunity of working with Roy. And so I was able to then send her some replays of the Join Our Team webinars that have been going on. And I also scheduled a follow-up call with her. So I think that that's a great lead now for Roy, for an agent, a prospect. And that's because I took the time to care and not just say, oh, I'm sorry, you lost your job. I'll touch back with you in 6 months and see how you're doing then. I was trying to help her solve the problem, and what a great way to solve that problem than coming to work on Roy's team. Again, just attracting more bees with honey, just being positive. People are going to want to do business with you, whether you're an office manager trying to help your boss get more business, or you're just running all of this by yourself, just being like that jack of all trades, having to do the calls and work Sales Team Pro and do the appointments. So it's just important to stay positive, and more bees equal more appointments, and more appointments equal more sales. So, and then having thick skin. So I do run into some negative, negativity sometimes on the calls. I'm making a lot of calls during the day. They're not all super positive, but that's okay. It's nothing personal toward me, and I know that, and that's just something to remember. And then as Roy talks about the numbers game, and yesterday he explained the paper clips. That was a really great analogy of just laying 25 paper clips out, and you put one away for every meaningful call that you've had or touch that you've had that day, and trying to book appointments or get a sale. And just realizing that it's just a matter of time. And so so when I do get that negative call or have a negative person on the other end, I just stay positive. I just keep that smile through the phone, like I mentioned, and I make a note that maybe they just didn't have time, or they seemed disinterested this time, but I still will schedule a follow-up in 6 months and touch base then and try again. And sometimes after 6 months, the next time the person is a totally different person, positive, and I'm able to get that appointment booked. So you just got to keep trying and don't write anybody off. Roy talks, and sometimes he'll bring me in to talk about the different tools that we're using to complement Sales Team Pro. And I call it kind of our virtual suite because Roy's team, me, Lucas, Steve, Kristen, and Sherry, like he mentioned, we never see each other. We're all in different locations. I'm out on the West Coast, and but we're able to work together and keep Roy's business running along pretty smoothly because of a virtual suite that we use. And I've mentioned some of the tools before, Roy has too, and this is just kind of a list of the tools that we use to, and that I use pretty often to keep the office management role going strong. And so Google Voice, I've mentioned before, Answer Connect, Schedule Once, that's for scheduling your appointments and for your scheduling link in Sales Team Pro, if you have a paid account. We were previously using Acuity, but now we've partnered with Schedule Once, Google Calendar, Sales Team Pro, and then we use Active Campaign for lead generation. And then I'm using Primerica Online and Teamwork we are using. So that's a list, and I'm going to go through some of these elements. Google Voice is something that I'm able to use and download on my phone. It's an app, and you can also use it on your computer. You can get calls directly through your computer. You can create your own number. And so I love it because I don't need to get an additional phone to work the business for Roy. I can just use my personal phone. I downloaded the app. And so I've got a 615 area code number. That's a Nashville-based number on my phone. And I can mark it to be in sleep mode when I'm not working. Except I can use it for calling and texting options. It stores your entire call history on the app and on the computer when you log into your Google Voice account on your computer. And it also emails me when a voice message is logged, and it transcribes that voice message in the email. So I really like using it for all of those features. And to sign up for Google Voice, you can go to voice.google.com. You have to have a Gmail account. And you can just download the app on your phone once you've got your account created, and then it's free. So it's a great tool for office managers, or again, if you're running your own business and doing it all yourself, and you want to kind of separate your phone, your home number, your personal number from your work number, all on the same device. So this is just kind of what it looks like on the computer. And so when I'm working on the computer, I can also get calls that are pushed through and answered directly through my computer. So Answer Connect is a call center that we use, and it has an answering service 24/7, and we can assign multiple users for routed calls or call forwarding. So some of the calls that are coming through Answer Connect are getting routed to Roy, and some are getting routed to me. And calls are stored on the answerconnect.com, and they're also emailed to us. So we get a ping in the email if we didn't, for instance, Roy is so busy, he doesn't always have time to be checking his Answer Connect messages. So I check on his email, the Answer Connect emails daily, and I'm able to see the calls that he's gotten in there and return phone calls for him. It's great for multiple staff members, and the pricing is based on your need and how many staff members you have, or what you want to use it, Answer Connect for. So this is an example of what Answer Connect looks like when you log on to see the calls that have come in, all the calls that are stored. It's really great. They will list the person's name, email, phone number, and then the message notes. So you've got all of that stored there. It's got a lot of different elements to it that you might find helpful for your business of the virtual receptionist, again, 24/7 live answering, bilingual. It's got bilingual services. So if somebody that doesn't speak English calls in, they can help with that. Call forwarding, like I mentioned, you can have a 1-800 number. Customer support center and specialist services, small business, a virtual receptionist service. We're using it for several of these functions. I'm sort of Roy's virtual receptionist, so he's using me for that. And then they have some other features that you can look into. But it's a great tool. And then this is what it looks like when I log into my email and I just search Answer Connect. You can see this is what it looks like when the calls come in each day. It'll show you Answer Connect and then how many calls. So the top one says 3. That means I have 3 messages there. And so I like that tool that I can go into my email and see what's going on. And when you open the email, this is what it looks like. Shows you the number, person's name, email, and then the message. So I just love that there's different places I can be checking for my messages, and it just makes it super simple. So for scheduling Roy's appointments, I've been using Acuity for him. That's the company we had been partnering with, but now we're partnering with Schedule Once. If you had Acuity, I believe, I'm 99% sure that it's still good to go working with your sales team membership. I've been using it and haven't had any issues, but Lucas can address that if I'm wrong. He's on the call assisting today. Schedule Once though is a great scheduler, has a lot of amazing tools. It has multiple integration functions and capability. You can integrate it with your website. We integrate it with Sales Team Pro. As far as learning how to add it to your Sales Team Pro account as your scheduling link, I mentioned to Lucas yesterday that I didn't see a tutorial up on our tutorials page for that. We still have an Acuity tutorial for that. So we're going to work on getting a tutorial for Schedule Once up. But if you have questions, you can email us at support@salesteampro.net, and one of us will get back to you on how to integrate that with your Sales Team Pro account for your
schedule. And hey, Bree, just about that Schedule Once, we had a lot of questions. Acuity, who we were partnered with, stopped working with about 17 different businesses in 17 different states, and Tennessee happened to be one of those. So at the start of the new year, we had to switch. We didn't have a choice, but I've been using Schedule Once for all my appointment booking for several years, and it's really easy to set up and integrate with Zoom and your calendar. They have a setup series of videos. It's 4 or 5 videos on their website. So I just posted that to the chat. If you'd like to take a look at that, if you're thinking about signing up, that might help get you started.
Perfect. Thank you, Lucas. So, check those out. And I'm just going to roll through a couple of the features that I was able to find since I'm not super familiar with Schedule Once. I've been, like I said, using Acuity, and this is a new partnership. So I'm kind of learning still. Lucas has been using it for years and says it's amazing. And so, and it looks really great when I was looking through all of the features that on their website. So you can add booking pages to your website, and clients can schedule meetings right off of your website. You can add a scheduling button to your emails that you send out. And then as you integrate with Sales Team Pro, this scheduler, then it will be in the campaigns that you send out. You'll have the scheduling link right in there, the ones that offer the scheduling link. Not every campaign in Sales Team Pro offers that, but most of them do. So check those videos out. You can let prospects and clients choose when to meet with you. So you can block off when you're not available and when you are, and so that your availability will only show up when your prospects and clients click on your booking link, and then they will just be able to choose from times that you are available. And You can connect it with your G Suite, Office 365, Exchange, Outlook, iCloud, calendars, and Sales Team Pro. You can send calendar invitations with secure video links. I'm booking appointments for Roy with Zoom appointments all the time. And it's really awesome because Acuity, like Schedule Once, will include that meeting link. They'll create the meeting link. You don't have to do anything. So once you've integrated it with your video account, then when you send out that Zoom appointment notification, it's gonna, or other video, if you use anything else, Google Meet, WebEx, it's gonna include that link with the appointment reminder for your client. And for you, because it sends it to you as well. When you book the appointment, it'll send it to your email, a notification that the appointment's been booked, and it will have the Zoom link as well. So you can either go to the email when the appointment starts, or you can go inside your calendar and find the link there. It works great for your team. So if you have multiple people in your office, then it works great with integrating with everybody and maximize your scheduling opportunity. It shows a combined availability for your team. You can assign meetings to different team members and then distribute meetings equally across your team. You can, again, connect to the tools that your team already uses. It works with a range of different third-party software. So we have it connected to Sales Team Pro, and we have it connected to Roy's Google Calendar and Zoom. Clients can cancel or reschedule on their own, and you get meeting notifications. I love that. I don't have to remember to call each client the day before and remind them about their appointment. This does it for you. It's amazing. So I just get the appointment plugged in, and it just sends Roy an email that he's got an appointment. It's been booked. It sends the client or prospect the email, and then it sends them the reminder the day before. So it's really awesome, and it just makes life as an office manager or someone that's running their own business so much easier. Again, you can integrate it with your website if you've got a website running, and people can book appointments right off your website. Integrate it with your calendar. And then video conferencing. So it's just a touch on all of that again. So we are still using a Google Calendar. I'm still working on Roy's. We've connected his Acuity to that. And so that way, right when I put the appointment into his scheduler, it will add it to his Google Calendar. So a Google Calendar is great because you can have those reminder pings on your phone. It's gonna ping you when you have appointments coming up, whatever your notification sound is, it keeps you reminded for that as the meeting host. And you can upload files regarding clients or prospects. So I'm doing that all the time. I'll book Roy's appointment in his scheduler, and then I will go right into Google Calendar after I download the client or client's information or anything that he needs to know about the client or prospect, and I upload it right to his Google Calendar. So when he goes to do the appointment, he just opens up the Google Calendar and clicks on the client, and then he can see anything that I have uploaded, and it's all right there. He doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to go into Primerica online and search the client to see what's going on. I've got it all organized for him right there in one place. You get your personal and work notifications all in one spot. So Roy's got a lot going on outside of his three different businesses. And so that way I can see that he's got, you know, anything personal happening, I can avoid scheduling over the top of that. So again, this is just an example of what it looks like when I open up an appointment in Google Cal and I want to upload a document. I just click on this little paperclip here and I add anything regarding the client right there. So that way when Roy opens up this appointment, he sees, oh, there's the document right there. He can open that up and then he's got everything he needs right in one spot virtually. Doesn't have to print anything. So this is just an example of his month of the Google Calendar view. And you can see he's traveling, so I make sure not to book him during that time. And that's why Google Calendar is great, because it's just got an overview of everything, business and personal. So I like that we're able to use Google Cal and the scheduler to complement each other. So let's get into Sales Team Pro, the reason that we're all here, this amazing software, the nuts and bolts. When I first started using this software, I've run other businesses before. I had my own business, and I didn't fully get it until I really dug in and started using it every single day. And the more that I use it, the more I just love it and feel like we can't live without it. What I mean by I didn't get it is like how amazing it is, because it just looks so simple. And I was, you know, thinking, well, I can manage customers the way I've been doing it, you know, just keeping notes, post-its, a three-ring binder, you know, it's just like the ways that we're used to, right? And so learning something new, it can be frustrating, it can be hard, and it can seem like it's going to just take longer because you're just used to doing what you've been doing. You've got your methods, but it just really, it is worth taking the time to learn and start using, because it's going to save you so much time and it's going to be so helpful in closing more deals and closing more appointments and just making your clients and prospects happier overall, because they know that there is someone here for them that really cares. And your dashboard is going to be your best friend. That's where you're going to have access to your contacts, birthday list, follow-up list, annual review list, in-service withdrawal eligibility list, your shareable links, meaning your any webinars that are new and you want to share, or your landing page links, your team stats if you are an RVP and blog, your blog based job news, contact adding function, your custom lists, advanced searches, and your navigation bar. So it's just all there right when you log in. I love that. It's just right in front of you and everything you need. And here's a quick shot of what you see when you log into your dashboard. It's just all there, super clean. When you click on any of those bold bars, it expands. But it's everything that I just mentioned. And it's just right there on your dashboard. I am on this thing all day long. So a lot of you have been asking, what do I do? How do I book these appointments? How do I keep Roy busy? So I'm just going to kind of run through a day in the life of Bree, working Roy's business for him. And so I start my day by returning calls and emails, the calls that come in from Answer Connect and that come directly to my Google Voice business number for Roy. And emails that are coming in for Roy and for myself, excuse me, and responses to Sales Team Pro campaigns. That might be a response to a Sales Team Pro campaign or a response to my direct outreach that I've been making. One second while I get a drink of water. I don't want to start coughing in your ear. So just read through that briefly while I So sorry. Promise I do not have COVID. But good news is you can't get anything through a computer screen. So I'm responding to responses through sales team pro campaigns or my direct outreach, and then answer connect calls that come in. They might be a new prospect from Rory's radio show, a website lead that's come in, or a referral. And so as those come in, as any new lead comes in, I'm always entering those into Sales Team Pro right away. Rory's been in the business a long time, so we're getting calls on end of terms almost daily as well. And then an existing client might be calling in with a need. So I try to make that my first priority, is just getting back to people that have called or emailed. And then I start digging into other follow-up or cold outreach calls or emails. So as these calls and emails come in, my main objective is to get that appointment booked. So I always make that my focus before the call is over. How can I get this appointment booked? And and then I schedule a follow-up as needed. So they might not be ready to book an appointment right now on the first call or the first email response, but if they show an interest, or even if they don't, I schedule a follow-up. I schedule that 6-month follow-up if there's not a huge interest. If there's even somewhat of an interest, a slight interest, then I'll gauge the follow-up schedule off of that. So it might be that I schedule a follow-up in 90 days, or I'll schedule a follow-up next month or next week, based on how the call goes. So I'm just constantly using that follow-up tool, which I'm going to dig more into with you shortly. The birthday calls, this is a great time to update your contact information. So your contacts information. Lucas helps you get your lists uploaded, or maybe you uploaded your own list. And many times the list, it doesn't include email addresses for each person that you've uploaded, or maybe it has an email address, but it doesn't have a correct phone number. So this is the time that I use, rather than rather than feeling overwhelmed and thinking that, oh, I need to get through 10,000 contacts, you know, and make sure all of their information has been updated. So I'm just going to start calling down the list. That's overwhelming. This is going to break it down for you daily. So each day you might have 5 to 10 birthdays. So you can go through every day and just use this as the time to update that contact information, and just know that you're slowly chunking away at that every day. And by the end of the year, you're gonna get the majority of your contacts updated. So each time that I click on a birthday, I open up the contact that's birthday it is, I check the activity tab right away, and I check the notes. So I, with the activity tab, which I'll show you an example of, you can see if they do have an email that you've added, you can see if they've been checking the campaigns that have been going out, if they've been opening them or not, and which ones they've been opening and which ones they haven't. So you can kind of gauge, you know, where their interest lies. You can also look in the notes and see, like, if you have done any follow-ups, or if you made notes when you added them, you can check the notes there. So I love the notes feature, because every time I do a follow-up, anytime a contact calls in, or even a prospect, if I've got them entered for these birthday follow-up calls, I'm going in there and I'm seeing what kind of interaction have we had in the past. Rory's entering information, I'm entering information, Sherry's entering information. So I can just get an overview, a picture of what's happened with this contact. And I'll enter personal information in there, like the example of the woman that lost her job. I'll enter that so I can say, how are you doing? How have you found a job? How's your family doing during this time? Express my sympathy and my empathy. And that just really goes a long way. So, and I try to just get that overview before I call them so that I'm ready for the phone call. And then they're more apt to want to book an appointment. They're more apt to want to do business and to stay working with Roy, with this company. And then they're just also more positive next time I call them, or if I send them an email, they're more willing to respond. So it's just a great way to get an overview of what's going on in their life. And I know Roy mentioned that yesterday, that with the new feature that's added, which I'm very excited about, and we'll go over on the contact card, that even gives you a bigger picture into what's going on with their life and their finances, their overall financial picture. So I also make sure that the campaigns are turned on when I open up each contact for these birthday calls, or anytime I open up a contact card. I make sure that the campaigns are on the holiday. What I mean by that, like I scheduled the holidays. So those are on automated schedule, ready to send for each holiday. I make sure the birthday campaign's turned on. I make sure that they have their 6-month follow-ups scheduled and automated, and an annual review. So eventually, when you first start using Sales Team Pro, you're not going to have any follow-ups scheduled or annual reviews. And this is a way to get those rolling, to get those so you're populating follow-ups and annual reviews. So down the road, like now, a year later, after I've been using Sales Team Pro for a little over a year for Roy, each month there's about 170 follow-ups that are scheduled. When I first started, there was basically zero. So because I've been doing this, and I do it every time I get a call or a lead, and I open up the contact card, I do this, and I make notes and I schedule custom follow-ups every day. That's why those follow-ups that list has gotten so big each month. Again, just adding that personal touch with the call, and you can do that by just getting that overall picture as you sort through the contact card before you make the phone call or send the email. Again, I use it to add an email address update with any information, an update with any information that I can about the contact. And then if they don't have a phone number, or if it's a bad number and there's an email attached, then I'll send an email outreach and a personal one from my business email, and I'll request that updated number from them. And again, I focus on getting that appointment booked with each call or with each email. I just, I try to make sure that I include that they know that Roy would like to chat with them about their account, that Roy would like to chat with them about how they're doing, get caught up with them. He'd just really love to meet with them. Do you have time? And I just try to say it in one swooping sentence. Roy really would love to meet with you. So do you have time next week on Monday or Tuesday? He's got some time available, 1 through 4 on Monday. How does that look for you? So before I just say, do you want to meet with Roy, and leave it open-ended, I just kind of have my spiel. And then so that I feel like that makes them more apt to book that appointment. If I share his availability and express, you know, that he just really wants to connect with them. If they don't answer and I make the call, I try to leave an element of intrigue on their voice message. Roy talks about this all the time. And when he was making calls, he would say, we just love to discuss your account with you, or please give us a call regarding your account or your policy. So I try to do that as well. Right now it's the new year, so I just, you know, try to keep it peppy. Hi, Joe, it's Bree with the office of Roy Matlock Jr. And we just wanted to say Happy New Year to you and your family. And Roy just wanted to chat with you about a few things regarding your policy. So could you please give us a call back at your convenience? And that seems to generate a lot of return phone calls. And then same thing, if they don't have a good phone number, I'll send an email with that same tone. Happy New Year. We hope you're doing well. And Roy just wanted to reach out. He has some things he'd love to discuss with you. And we also need to get that updated phone number for you. I tried calling and it's not going through. I don't have a good number. So could you please send me an updated number? And do you have any time next week to meet with Roy? He'd really love to chat with you about your policy. And then I will often send a campaign based on what's discussed. So again, I'm going to use that example of the woman yesterday that lost her job. And I immediately sent the campaign of Roy and Dean chatting about the opportunity in the opportunity meeting. And I also sent a personal email from myself with the link to join the Join Our Team webinars every week. And so I send emails and campaigns based on what's discussed. And then with this new feature that Steve was sharing yesterday and Roy, the contact update form that's on the contact cards, and I'll show you an example of later. We're gonna be, we've created a campaign that's gonna go with that. And it has that questionnaire linked to the campaign. So it's gonna be awesome because in circumstances like this, when you make a phone call and you're trying to get this each contact updated to the best you can, this is gonna give the opportunity to really get a better picture of what's going on with their finances as well, and their life and their personal life and what's going on with their family. So, so once that campaign is created, I plan to also talk to the person on the phone about or ask permission if I can send that campaign with the questionnaire, just to get a full picture of what's going on with them and get all of their contact information updated so that we can serve them better, so that we can help them with their finances better, so we can send them information that pertains and is more relevant to their needs. So I'm really looking forward to getting that campaign rolling, and I know that it's going to be so helpful for all of you as well. And then I schedule a custom follow-up if needed. So that means if they said that it's not a good time right now, they're shopping, but they really did want to talk and they really do want to book an appointment or whatever. It's not a good time right now, but they want me to call back. So I'll schedule a follow-up maybe for the next day. And with the follow-up feature, it's gonna be there when I log on to Sales Team Pro the next day. It's gonna be a reminder. I don't have to write anything down by hand. I don't have to put a post-it up. I'm just gonna log on, click that follow-up button, and then there it's gonna be, oh yeah, I was supposed to call Sue today. We spoke yesterday. This is what happened. So I don't have to remember. It's great. And then I've got some call scripts and email scripts. There's a call scripts on Sales Team Pro. But I'll go over some of those with you as well. I kind of mentioned how I do the phone calls if they don't answer or if they do. This is what it looks like on your dashboard for the birthdays. When I expand that, you can see that today there's 11. This month there are 423. So you can update 423 contacts, or I can for Roy this month. So however many birthdays you have in the month, you can get those updated and just give that personal touch. Again, if you've got the birthday campaign turned on, if they have email addresses in their contact card, then they're gonna get that birthday email, which clients really love. I see responses to those all the time. It comes from Roy, so they respond and say, thanks Roy, I really appreciate that. They love it. And then I'm also calling them. And so it's that second touch that they're getting on their birthday. And people love that, especially on their birthday. They want to hear happy birthday. So they get an email, then they get a call from us. And they're like, wow, this Roy really cares about us. He and his staff really care about me. And they're just going to be more excited and more comfortable in keeping their business with you. When you expand the birthdays for today on Roy's, you can see here's 11. And this is a good way to clean up duplicates. Sometimes when you import your contacts, you might get some duplicates in there. So I just will delete any duplicates. And you can see that only three have emails attached. So I've got to call these people and try to get those email addresses. That's really important that you're getting those email addresses. And so I plan to do that today, but that's what that looks like. And so I'm going to go ahead and switch over to Sales Team Pro Live right now. Here we are. Okay. And so you can see, again, here's the today's birthdays. And I can open up Lolita here. And, oh, she doesn't have a phone number, so I can't call her. I'm going to send her an email today, and I'm going to try to get that phone number. I'm going to wish her a happy birthday, and I'm going to try to get that appointment booked by just letting her know that Roy would like to chat with her about some things. So let's see. We can open up the client information. I can look through her notes.
Hey, Bri, you're still sharing the PowerPoint.
Oh, okay. Thanks for letting me know. Sorry. Let's see. I go to share screen. Okay. Can you see me?
Yeah, we see you.
Okay, now I'm going to try to switch over to Sales Team Pro. Sorry about that. Thanks for okay. There you go. Can you see it now? Are we good?
Yep, all good.
Okay. Okay. So what I did is I just went to the dashboard and I clicked on birthdays here. Like I mentioned, you can expand each button there. And today there are 11, and I'm clicking on Lolita here. And so she doesn't have a phone number. So again, I'm going to call her. I'm sorry, I'm going to email her and try to get that number. I can go through her activity tab here and see, she's only opened a few, but she is active. So that shows just last in November. So just a little over a month. She opened the campaign. So this email is working. It's a good email. I can tell that. And then the client information, I can see she's purchased life insurance. I called last July for a follow-up. I'm sorry, I emailed last July for a follow-up. So because I don't have her phone number, I did that. So what I can do now is go to where I send my outreach. And I can see the emails that I sent her. So it looks like I sent her the client education webinar links and the replay link. And I tried to get that phone number updated and she didn't respond. So, and then before that, I sent a birthday email, a requested phone number update and an invite to meet with Roy. And that was a year ago. So now I'll just try again. And you just keep trying. Sometimes I'll go in here and the person hasn't responded, maybe after two touches, three touches, but the fourth time they do and I get the appointment booked. So don't write anybody off because you just never know. So, and then I can go in here and see Ricky has a duplicate contact card. Sometimes, for some reason, one of them will say securities and the other one will say life insurance. So I try to just make sure that both are, they're both securities. So, but I try to make sure if I've got any notes on one that it, and or the other that those are combined. So I'm not going to do that right now before I delete the contact. But to delete a contact, you just click this delete button over here. So the financial information is the new part of the contact card that I was discussing that is going to just change things to the next level. It's going to make things even more amazing with Sales Team Pro. And this is what I was talking about that we're building a campaign for that will have a link to these questions. So when you do make your phone call outreach, or your email outreach, you can let them or request or ask if it's okay if you send the campaign with this questionnaire. And then if you're doing your own email outreach that it's not from a campaign from Sales Team Pro, you can include the link to this as well, because we should have a just a question like a landing page questionnaire coming up. So, but more info on that to come as that's developed. But this is if you feel comfortable on the call, it would be depending on each circumstance, each call is different. You know, I wouldn't just be like, happy birthday, let me ask you 30 questions right now about your finances. You gauge the call, know your audience. It might be okay, but that's where conversation is important. Try to spark a conversation with them. This way, the more you're able to fill these elements out, the easier it's going to be for Roy or for whoever you're working for or for yourself when you next time you have an appointment with this contact, if you're running this all by yourself. The easier it's going to be for you to not only just know your client or your contact better and serve them better, offer them the right kind of services, but it's going to help you to close that deal. So that's the over. That's what I use for the birthdays. I use it to update their information, just an overall touch factor, that personal touch. And then try to get that appointment booked. I try to get, again, as much information as I can booked in there. So now I'm gonna try to switch back to my PowerPoint. Can you see this? Can you see my PowerPoint, Lucas?
Yes, yeah. Oh. And Bree, we've got about 6 minutes and we need to wrap it up because we have the real estate webinar coming up.
Okay. So I knew I wasn't going to get through everything. That's why we're doing 4 sessions this month. I can spend the last, let's see, how many minutes did you say we have?
About 6 minutes.
Okay. I'm going to spend a couple. Okay. Why don't I just open it up for any direct questions, and then I'll get into these scripts and emails next week. And we're also going to dive deeper into Sales Team Pro, the software.
All right. Sounds good. So there's several questions that I've marked on the Q&A. If you want to go through a few of those, or I can read them to you, whatever's easier.
So Q&A, let me open that up. Here we go. How many calls would you say you make daily and in what time frame? This is from Charles. It just depends. I try to make between 40 and 60 calls a day. That's typically my goal. So, and then in what time frame? You know, the great thing about this business is you can be calling from 9 a.m. until 7 o'clock at night, 7:30. I wouldn't push it too far past that. But people are getting off work at 5 typically or 6. So that's when you're going to reach them. And you know, they are typically okay with you calling after 5 o'clock. So because I'm working remotely, I make my own schedule. And so for me, typically when I'm reaching out, it's either around 12 o'clock central time, because I'm out on the West Coast, 11, 12 o'clock central time. And in those, 3-4 hours after that. But sometimes I might not log on till 4 o'clock Pacific time and start calling for the next 2 hours. And people don't get upset about that. What kind of appointment info are you putting in the calendar notes? So this is from Paul. What kind of appointment information? In the calendar notes. So I try to put as much information as I can. So I'll use, once again, the lady from yesterday, if she decides to book an appointment to become a recruit for Roy, I'm going to write in the notes that she's recently lost her job due to COVID and is looking for new opportunities. And, you know, I don't put anything negative because the customer is able to see, or the client, the contact is going to see the notes because they're getting that email for the update as well. So you don't want to put anything in there that you don't want them to see. But I try to make it as detailed as possible. If you're running this yourself, that way you're reminded when you open up the calendar appointment, or if you're working for someone else, like I work for Roy, when he opens it up, he has as much information as possible. Can you add to Sales Team Pro automatic 90-day follow-up from Michael? That's something that we've gotten a request for recently, and I will talk to Steve about that. That's a good idea. That's a Steve thing. He does all of the programming and the writing of code, but we'll make a note of that. Thank you. If you're a brand new rep or RVP with no admin marketing help, how much of admin should be delegated? That's a good question. Roy talks about, like for him, he talks about how he does appointments Mondays and Tuesdays. He's been in the business a long time though. So before that, I think he was doing appointments 5-6 days a week. I'm trying to remember, he talks about this a lot. I feel like he says about half the time. I think he says the first half of the day is prospecting. I'm gonna make a note of that. I know there's a number that he mentions as far as hours go that you spend on prospecting each day. I think he talks about Jay Abraham. He talks about that a lot. So that's a really good question. I'll make a note of it and we'll talk next week about that. Okay. Can you attach contact update questionnaire? So you want to see an example of the contact update questionnaire. That is inside each contact card right now. You can go and click on that, what I just showed you. That's what it's going to look like, only it's going to be on a landing page. So once that's done, I will get you a copy of that and we'll attach it and we'll share it on our screen once that's ready. So that's in the works. We're working on the the Family Financial Workshop stuff right now. It's coming up and we've got a lot on our plate for that. So once we get all that dialed in, we'll get this rolled out for you. So you call all clients on their birthdays in addition to the email campaign. Yes, it's that touch factor. So I'm gonna talk about that more next week, how studies show that it takes about 8 touches in today's world to get an appointment booked. And so that means, you know, as many different ways as you can to reach out to your contact. So that's 2 when they get the email and then they get the call that day. You just keep those emails rolling out. You keep those follow-ups coming, the follow-up calls, and then eventually they're gonna book. The odds are more in your favor, the more touches that go out. So yeah, and they love it. People love it. They get calls on their birthday and they're very excited. If personal clients are already in Primerica Online automatically, should we do the birthday campaign for Sales Team Pro because they will be getting emails from Primerica and Sales Team Pro? So they're getting a birthday campaign from Primerica Online. It depends, is the campaign different? I don't know about the birthday campaign on POL. I don't know much about that. If it looks different, then I don't see why not. The more happy birthday emails you get, I mean, people are just happy on their birthday. So I wouldn't be too worried about that. But I'm gonna talk to Roy about that because I don't know what that campaign looks like. And Clem says, what if they opt out of the email? Do you delete them if they are not a client? Like a former recruit that didn't become a client has opted out of email. I don't delete them. Now, if they've opted out of the email, they're not gonna get campaigns from you anymore, from Sales Team Pro. But again, it's like I said, you know, I still will call people. I've called people back that have hung up on me or been super rude to me. And I call them back 6 months later, they're a totally different person. And sometimes they book. So, you know, just check in with them. I wouldn't delete them. I would still call them on that 6-month follow-up. How are you doing? How's your new job going? You used to be thinking about joining this business. Let me tell you about what's going on in the business now, how it's growing because of what's happened with the virus and everyone's working from home. And
hey, Bree, sorry, I hate to interrupt you, but we've got to roll so they can start the real estate meeting.
Okay, get your real estate meeting.
We'll post this on the resources page and we'll keep a running track every week. So you guys check back and come back next week. Thanks, Bree.
Okay, bye, thanks.